Blog Talk Radio.
Book. If you want to know who the players are, you've got to get a scorecard. And the book will tell you who not to trust. And the first thing the book will tell you is that there are 48 senators who voted to burn the flag of the United States 40 days before 9/11. 40 of them were demo camos, and 8 were repuppies. Some of the repuppies are gone now. Some of the demo camos are gone. But the main force is still there, destroying the government. And one of the repuppies who assigned to burn the flag is Match McConnell, who today had a little crying jag as he got stomped by the demo camos. Yes, my friends, the Democrat Party is now the Communist Party, and the Republican Party is now the Democrat Party. And all that's left is tea, the Tea Party. And tea comes in all flavors. You can get orange, pekoe, jasmine, a black tea. You can get sassafras tea. So we're an all-inclusive party. The only thing we don't allow is sissy talk. So just welcome to the Tea Party. Get on board, because we're the only ones that are going to save the nation. Now, I am not an official member of the Tea Party. I don't want to implicate people in my political agenda and my thought patterns. So whatever I say, I'm like the farmer in the dell. The cheese stands alone. The Spirit of America Party only has one member. That's me. And our slogan is, tell the truth, even if it kills you. And where are all the other members? They're gone. They died. So I'm the only one that is not under house arrest. Oh, by the way, the dry clean is called, and Chuck Schumer's Gestapo uniform is ready. Did you ever see such a rat? How would you like to be in a lineup for doing something small and mischievous, and Chuck Schumer turns on you and it identifies you and squeals on you? That's the type of guy Chuck Schumer is. He's a squealer. He's a stool pigeon. But he's an evil man. He's a real evil man. And he's very anti-Latino. He doesn't like Latinos, especially Cuban kids named Elian Gonzalez. He held Elian off so his feet couldn't touch the ground. And he says he never touched American soil. And then he went and destroyed a judge who Bush wanted to appoint, a Latino judge. A guy was a genius. He knew constitutional law inside and out. And he was well qualified for the job, not like Soda Jerka, whatever her name is there, and the other ones that the Communist Party has put on the bench. The Communists now rule the Supreme Court 5-4. Oh, but that's been coming for a long time. Finally, they succeeded. You got Ruth Bader Meinhof Ginsburg, who used to be an ACLU princess, and Orrin Hatch led her to the bench. Yeah, I see nothing wrong with her. And Orrin Hatch is a Republican. And you know, I saw Orrin Hatch sitting behind Mitch McConnell today, and both of them had nice blue suits on with no flag pins. No, they can't even stay together on flag pins. Communists stand to the man. Everybody votes whatever way Uday Pelosi tells them. They don't care what it is. They don't care what it is. If the order comes down from the Soviet Supreme, vote en masse, not one breaks ranks. The Republicans, well, I'm, you know, I'm listening to Mark Levin tonight. He's having babies on his show. He is up in the air. He is like an angel. He's up in the air and hopping. Yeah, he's calling for the death penalty for rhinos. And he's right. They are really sellouts, man. And speaking of sellouts, I'm watching The Five tonight. And there's a Republican congressman who got caught in a sting of buying a $260 worth of cocaine and nose candy. Is that what they call it, the in people? Yeah, the in people. You know what? You know where all the money is going to go to Obamacare? It's going to go into rehab units. Yeah. Oh, we're legalizing weed. Everybody's got glaucoma. I never saw so many blind people in California. Yeah. Wait till you see what happens with this legalized crap. Wait till you see what a price you're going to pay. You're going to pay through the nose. Do you think that the Democrats knew that all the young kids were going to get screwed, so they put them on their parents' insurance policies, their medical policies, until they're 26? Did they know in advance how bad this was going to be, and they wanted not to lose the youth vote? So they said, you can stay in the basement with your mother till you're 26, and you can be on her plan. And this way, we're not the bad guys. We just shucked and jived you over. Yeah. Man, we're in trouble. In trouble. So Mark is jumping up and down. And Chuck Schumer doesn't like Latinos. He went after Elian Gonzalez for the Clintons, who had made a deal with Castro. The Clintons made a fortune in government. Guy started out as a governor making $25,000 a year. And him and his wife, I think, are worth $167 million. Google it. See what comes up. I know. I thought there was a commission of $100 million for selling uranium to a Canadian company. And Clinton made an introduction to from the president of Kazakhstan to a Canadian businessman who paid Clinton while he was out of office. He didn't steal while he was in office. He put all those extra bags by the door. So I think he got $100 million commission on that deal. I wonder if any of that Canadian, because Canada's got plenty of uranium. I wonder if that Kazakhstan uranium went right to Iran. What do you think? Oh, there'll be a scandal one day and it'll be covered up the next day. Chris Matthews will call everybody a racist. The biggest racist in America is Chris Matthews. He hates white people. Yeah, unbelievable, man. And then Schumer really did a nasty on a judge named Estrada. Bush wanted to put Estrada on the bench for Latino votes, and also because Estrada was a Supreme Court a genius. He had one impediment. He had a speech impediment. He stuttered. So you know what Schumer did? He did a Gestapo interrogation, and every time the guy tried to explain himself, Schumer would go to the next question. So the guy looked like a stuttering idiot, and Schumer had a big Democrat-eating grin on his face as he was doing it. He was doing it with glee. What a nice guy. What a nice guy. If he was on the road to Jericho and came across a man who had been robbed, he would have looked to see if they left him anything. Yeah, unbelievable, man. Sick, sick. So Mark is all upset. We took a beating today. The communists are rigging the election of judges. They're going to appoint more communist judges to the bench. I don't know what we're going to do. Oh, and I was talking about that congressman who's a Republican. And the five was talking about the fact that he apologized and he said he's got a problem. He bought $260 worth of cocaine from an undercover cop who shouldn't have been doing his job. Yeah, unbelievable, man. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go into rehab. You know what? Stay in rehab. Resign the office. Harry Truman said, if a man can't be loyal to his family, how can he be loyal to his country? You go to KGB school, the first thing they teach you is how to compromise people with weaknesses. And drugs is a compromising catalyst. And so is your sexual persuasion. And that's how communists infiltrate the United States government. Just ask Snowden. KGB agent Snowden. Oh, no, he was looking out for us. He was looking out for freedom of speech and the right to privacy. Yeah. How many people have died since he went to the Soviet Union? Can you tell me? You want my guess? 500. Prove me wrong. Snowden, yes, he was looking out for America. Went to China first, and then he went to Russia. There's two stops that are real pro-American. So anyway, the five all gave this Republican congressman a pass, all except Andrea Tantros. She was the only one that hit the nail on the head. Everybody else says, well, you know, and Bob Bickle says, well, you know, there's a 20% chance he could rehab. He might come out of rehab. Let me tell you something, man. That's a small 20%. And I wouldn't want to take a chance with this guy. having access to anything that could hurt this country with a drug habit. And you know what the one thing that all drug addicts are famous for? Lying. They never tell the truth. That's why they're all in the Democrat Party. Yeah. They lie. They never tell it. They lie to their mothers, who they no longer recognize. And the recovery rate, if it's 20%, that's real good. But at least Beckel knew what the odds were. And the others are saying, well, we'll give him a chance. Yeah, you want to give him a chance? Yeah, that's like giving a chance to a child molester. Yes, I'm going to give him another chance. I'm going to let him babysit my kids. Yeah. Once a junkie, always a junkie. The only way you beat drugs is you never do the first one. Never do the first one, you'll never be in rehab. So, let me give you a tune. You want the simple life? Stay away from the drugs. Letter from a guy here today. He's looking for a little help. The letter begins, "A fellow patriot, I need your help. Let me lay it out for you. I continue to be under attack by Barack Obama's federal government." It's Barack Obama's federal government. What happened to a government for the people, by the people? 2 years ago, the Obama Justice Department sued me for so-called civil rights. Yeah, the race, that's another word for the race card. Violations, which turned out to be purely politically motivated, based on the timing of their lawsuit, filed just months before his election. It was this, he's a sheriff. It was a blatant attempt on their part to influence my reelection as sheriff. This guy is running this government against the people. He is running this government against the people. If you happen to be a veteran, you're on his hit list. If you happen to be an American, you're on his hit list. If you happen to be healthy. But so this sheriff says, but I won with your support. Then, just 2 months after I was reelected, after being targeted by the communist media, I put in the word communist, and millions of dollars in outside special interest groups, a recall campaign was launched against me. So they didn't give up after he won the election. But I beat them with your support. This guy is in Arizona. You know who destroyed Arizona? John McCain. John McCain destroyed the state of Arizona. He never did anything to stop the invasion. He never did anything to stop the drug invasion. Arizona is now a shipping hub for the rest of the country for drugs. And once it goes legal in Arizona, they'll be cropping like crazy. And all the Mexicans that are yet to come will be working the fields and the cocaine fields and the poppy fields and in the heroin factories and in the meth factories. Oh, well, wait a minute now. Meth is illegal. Well, at least the good meth is. Yeah. Are you kidding me, man? Don't you know it's just set up? They introduce you to weed and then they hit you with horse. You don't stay on weed. You know how many guys beat drugs? Nobody. Nobody beats drugs. Drugs beats everybody. Drugs is the new American slavery. All the slaves are willing slaves. They will even sell product for the massa. The massa is the drug and the dealer. And if you think you're going to not to be affected by drugs, one out of five Americans and one out of five families has a drug issue that drives them up a wall. Just ask Michael Douglas how many kids he's lost to drugs. Ask Archie Bunker, his only child that he adopted, died of a drug overdose. You don't hear all the Hollywood horror stories because the parents are doing drugs too. Then in the middle of the recall effort, a federal judge claimed that my office engaged in racial profiling. There's the race card again. You know what? That's a communist tactic. While we were enforcing illegal immigration laws, my office was following the guidelines that were laid out to us by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. Yet, I'm the one they pinned the racial profiling label on. Communists love labels. They use them all the time. They've got labels from A to Z. But Americans, mainstream Americans, real Americans only need one label. You know what the label is? Communist. The sooner you learn to say it, the sooner your country's going to be safe. When they bang you with the race card or the homophobe card, just bang them right back with the communist card. Trump them, baby. Trump them. Shortly after that judge's ruling, another federal judge ruled that we can no longer detain illegal immigrants that pay a coyote or a professional smuggler to sneak them across our borders. You see, Arizona passed a law years ago that made human smuggling a crime. Yet in every other instance, paying somebody to break the law for you means that you, too, are guilty of the crime. But now a federal judge is saying local law enforcement has no power to detain these criminals. Now, who's going to appoint judges like that? The guys that just changed the no filibuster rule. 51. is all you need. Do you see a pattern here? There's 55 Democamos in the Senate. And I think there's two independents, which probably vote Democamo too. So that's 57 to 43. The Republicans don't have a chance unless they win the Senate back. The federal government is going out of their way to tie the hands of my office and my deputies to enforce the law and take over the office of a constitutionally elected sheriff. This is unacceptable, and it is why we are appealing these rulings. We go all the way to the Supreme Court if we have to. This aggression will not stand. This is one guy fighting the power of the Communist Party. But you know how pervasive and aggressive the federal government can be, the new Soviet Supreme, especially under Barack Obama's crooked Justice Department. I put in crooked. Maricopa County in Arizona has been the gateway into the United States for illegal immigrants, human smuggling, drug trafficking, and illegal weapons for years now. But I'm the bad guy for trying to stop it. That's right, you're interfering with the business of the United States and its Soviet allies. That's why I need your immediate support today. Will you stand with me by following this link and making an instant online contribution? Whatever you can spare will be appreciated. This is Sheriff Arpaio in Arizona, Maricopa County. If you Google him, you'll be able to find his website. And he could use some help because he's standing all alone. You don't see John McCain standing next to him, do you? No. John McCain is, he's thinking of opening up a Ted Kennedy souvenir shop. I am sure that this is not the end of it. They'll keep coming after me until I completely surrender. That's not going to happen. This guy's up in years, too. He's in his 70s, I believe. I'm going to continue doing the job I was elected to do and the job the people want me to do. If I was president, Sheriff Arpaio, I'd put you in charge of Gitmo, and your first inmate would be Eric Holder. I spent 50 years in law enforcement. I told you he's not a young guy, right? Including as a top official with the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration around the world and 21 years as sheriff. I'm not about to back down to a bunch of political threats from a federal government that is simply out of control. It is being controlled, Sheriff. It's being controlled by the Communist Party of North America, the Islamo-Camos. Between the federal government harassing me, radical activists protesting and burning me in effigy, and the numerous death threats against me and my family, it would be easy to surrender in this fight. If they kill him tomorrow, Hollywood will never make a movie. If they do make a movie, the title of it will be He Had It Coming. It would be easy for me to surrender in this fight, retire from office, and go away, but I won't do that. So he's going to die in office, this guy. I'm going to keep fighting for what I know is right. I took an oath to protect and defend the U.S. Constitution, and I will keep that oath until my last breath. But I need your help. You've been such a strong supporter that I must ask for your help again. Will you show your immediate support and stand by me by following this link? If you can go out to him and send him some money, It will do us all a world of good. I have already filed the necessary paperwork to run for another term, much to the angst and consternation of my political opponents. They would just rather see me worn down and defeated. But they have no idea how much fight I have left in me. You got more fight than 30-year-olds in the House and the Senate. But I cannot do it alone. So if you can send him a buck, it'll go a long way, and you'll have somebody out there fighting for your side. So that's Sheriff Joe Arpaio, Maricopa County, Arizona. Like I said, you'll never see John McCain standing next to him. It is really sad, absolutely sad. So having said that, though, let me give you a tune. This is about a woman that's very cruel. Aren't they all? Welcome to the Battered Husbands Witness Protection Program.
They call her hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town. Leather is tough, but Hannah's heart is tougher. She's a gal who likes to see men suffer. To tease them and thrill them, to torch and kill them, is her delight, they say. I saw her at the seashore with a great big pan. There was Hannah pouring water on a drowning man. That's a hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, GA. Your cold refrigerated mamas, brother, she's a polar bear's pajamas. To tease them and thrill them, to torture and kill them, is her delight, they say. An evening spent with Hannah sitting on your knee, it's like being in Alaska in your BVDs. That hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, D.A. Hey.
So, I've been watching Greta Van Susteren, and she's doing an expose on a polar bear hunting. Yes, that's what black gangs call isolated white people. You know, polar bears, they're pretty solo two people, solo two animals. And but you know what? Polar bears have a great sense of smell. They also... they can swim a long distance. They can dive quite deeply in the water. And they can sense you coming a long way off. Unlike the people that are not paying attention when they're in a tight situation and there's a gang of seven blacks coming your way. The first thing you do is give them wide berth. You don't make believe they're not there, because if you do, you're going to get a shot in the head that's going to put you down. So there is an alternative to that, and that's have a gun. If you got a pistol in your pocket and you give them wide berth and you see a guy coming to hurt you, blow him away. Blow him away. That's it. And if the others keep coming, blow them away too. and then call the police and fill out the forms. You'll be alive to fill out the form. That's the good part. So, and ladies, I feel sorry for you. You don't have a chance. You don't have a chance. You weigh 109 pounds. You're going down, one shot. And these guys, they punch a woman as hard as they punch a man. The only thing you can do is have a gun, and your cell phone ain't going to help you. So join the NRA, get the lessons, get a permit, go to the shooting range, learn how to handle, disassemble, and clean a gun. Get a gun, and you'll feel much safer. There's nothing worse than being helpless in a helpless situation. The feeling in your gut is so depressing to know that you're about to die and you don't have a chance. That's why they call guns equalizers. And women have been carrying guns since the 1800s. There's a nice little pistol called the muff gun. When the ladies used to walk the streets and they had muffs for their hands to keep their hands warm, they also had a pistol in the muff. So be careful. You might get muffed. Definitely, girls, you should definitely be joining the NRA. And the NRA is missing the boat because they could double their membership tomorrow if they went after the ladies. And girls, there's some nice-looking guys at the gun shops. Yeah. Instead of trying to catch one at the supermarket, you can catch one on the shooting range. And usually they're well-heeled. And just think, then there'll be two gunslingers in the family. Okay. And what do you want me to play? Hands up? Let's see what we got. Ah, we'll do a Hey Baby. This is a tribute. It's not playing. There we go. There is a Muslim who converted to Christianity. He is a Palestinian, and he used to be part of one of the Palestinian terror groups. His name is Walid Shubat, and I subscribe to his newsletter because I like to get the Middle East side of the story. And I'll tell you what his headlines are, and maybe we'll take a look at one. John Kerry wakes up to the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, this Walid Shubat said that John McCain and Lindsey Graham were working for Obama when they went to the Middle East, when they went to Syria. Another article he has in Somalia, if you're a woman and you report rape, you get arrested. That's nice, isn't it? So, I know in the beginning when this group CARE came out, you know, O'Reilly was tearing them up and Hannity was tearing them up, but now they advise the president, so they get a pass. Yeah, the Grand Mufti. So it says, if, as the Daily Beast's Josh Rogan reported earlier this week, the rift between National Security Advisor Susan Rice and Secretary of State John Kerry was bad before, it likely just got worse. During a speech 2 days after Rogan's report, Kerry accused Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood of stealing the 2011 revolution. You think you're going to see John Kerry running again for the presidency? And Susan Rice, isn't she the one that blamed this all on a video? Some guy had the 5 hits. He had 5 hits on an anti-Prophet Mohammed video. And they blamed 911 on that guy. Unbelievable. So let's see what it says. Mr. Kerry's remarks in an address, I don't trust John Kerry. This guy, and I'll show you what suckers the people of Massachusetts are. They send Kennedys and Kerrys there, both pretending they're Irish and Catholic. Unbelievable. And the people of Massachusetts send these guys there year in and year out. And here's John Kerry. He's being elected by people that are out of work in his state of Massachusetts. So what does he do to help the common man? He orders a yacht built in New Zealand because the price is better. What price? What price, John? You mean you couldn't reach in your pocket and buy a few beers? You couldn't take care of a few local guys that vote for you? Who votes for you in New Zealand? It's even better than that. After he gets his yacht built, he hides it in Providence, Rhode Island, because he wants to avoid Massachusetts taxes that pay his salary. How's that? The tax money pay his salary, so he hides it in Rhode Island. And then Kennedy had the Kennedys, they had to run a guy, another Kennedy, out of Rhode Island because there was no room in Massachusetts. It is really terrible, absolutely terrible. And, of course, you know, Hanoi John, he was with Jane Fonda. He threw his medals over the White House fence, but he really didn't throw his medals. Those were make-believe medals. He has his real ones. Yeah, he's got the Silver Star for Athlete's Foot. Did you see the medals the president gave out yesterday? The man is not qualified to give out a merit badge. That president is not qualified to give out medals. And the people that were receiving them, I think there were 16 of them. What did Oprah Winfrey get one for? Racism? Yeah. Oh, man, what a bunch of suckers we are. The only nation that voted itself into destruction. So anyway, Mr. Kerry's remarks in the address seemed at odds with the message sent by President Obama last month when he withheld $260 million in aid from Egypt's military leaders who forced the Brotherhood leader Mohamed Morsi from the presidency in July. Oh, what happened to the spring, the Arab Spring? When Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood was coming into power, it was the spring. All the people had cell phones. Yeah. And then when they burned 85 churches and the military, which is going to take control anyway, that's how it works. You watch Iraq, and I guarantee you in 2 years there'll be a strong man in Iraq throwing people off the rooftops again. Iran had a chance to make a break from the mullahs. And I got to tell you, Bush screwed it up. Bush had the golden opportunity to break Iran, and he didn't do it. And he also put out the word it wasn't important to get bin Laden. And so who made him look bad? A guy that gave bin Laden 4 months to escape before the SEALs caught him. Yeah. You don't know about that, huh? Let me tell you something. If you 10 years you wait for the guy that brought down the World Trade Center, you finally get a tip, you know where he's at. You wait 4 months to take him out? 4 minutes. 4 minutes. And never forget that this Islamo-Camo president has classified, since he took office, dead Americans as NATO troops. They are no longer acknowledged to be American. So let's see what John Kerry said here. Oh, man, this is terrible. Let me read this from where I am here. Oh, man. Okay. First, we'd like to congratulate Mr. Kerry. He finally came around to our way of thinking. Egypt's Revolution Robbed, that was an article by Walid Shubat. We knew that what Kerry had magically discovered now, the revolution was officially robbed when the recognized tech mastermind behind it was Wael Ghanim, who was removed from the stage in Tahrir Square in front of millions of people. He was replaced by the Muslim Brotherhood's Yusuf al-Qaradawi. Wael Ghanim, John Kerry admits, Brotherhood stole his revolution. Did Kerry not know this, or was his ignorance politically motivated? It's difficult to imagine. It's the former. At the time, Kerry was the chairman of the Senate, the Foreign Relations Committee. And by the way, John Kerry made a bundle on pharmaceuticals because he was also on the committee that drafted this nightmare known as Obamacare. So he knew who was in and who was out. This leaves us with the more likely conclusion that his decision to appear publicly ignorant was political. It is therefore logical to conclude that his public stance today as Secretary of State is political as well. Yes, yes, yes. This leads us back to Rogan's article. Consider that Kerry visited Egypt on November the 3rd to meet with the new government one day before the scheduled trial of ousted President Morsi. According to Rogan, Rice, a direct representative of Barack Obama, wanted Kerry to publicly and privately denounce the trial while there, but Kerry didn't do either. Yeah. From Egypt, Kerry traveled to Saudi Arabia, and based on his enlightenment about the Brotherhood, it's looking quite obvious that he is choosing to side with the Saudis over the Brotherhood in Egypt. Sure. Sure. I mean, what does the Brotherhood in Egypt got? The Saudis got the big cash. Saudi Arabia supports General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Around the time of Kerry's scheduled visit to Egypt, we wondered if he would fall in line behind McCain, a rhino from Arizona, and Lindsey Graham. This guy is listing McCain as a rhino and Lindsey Graham as a rhino from South Carolina, and Deputy Secretary of State Bill Burns. All these men visited Egypt back in August and called for the release of Muslim Brotherhood prisoners. Burns actually met with jailed Muslim Brotherhood Deputy Khairat al-Shatter, who for approximately 90 minutes, presumably, to a similar end. Secretary of State Deputy Bill Burns, is he at odds with his boss on Egypt? This is a significant development indeed, because it essentially puts Kerry at odds with his own deputy in Burns. It also serves to further alienate the Obama administration relative to charges that it is supporting the Brotherhood. Another question needs to be answered as well. When did Kerry experience his transformation, and what prompted it? to have been a fly on the wall. Oh, man, if we could only get a fly with a microphone. Yeah. In his meetings with Al-Sisi and other Egyptian officials. It's also interesting that Susan Rice's five-time lies on September the 16th, 2012, derailed her nomination to the post Kerry now holds. In fact, two of the senators who were instrumental in derailing it, McCain and Graham, may be regretful of doing it because they're with her on this issue. Said Graham in the Rice versus Kerry battle over Egypt, I'm in the Susan Rice camp. South Carolina, you don't need this guy. You don't need this guy. Send a dog catcher. Send a guy with a bloodhound. Send a farmer. Do not let this guy stay in office. He is a double crosser. He wears a windsock on his watch hand. Unbelievable, man. Okay, nonetheless, even though it's taken Mr. Kerry more than 3 years to figure out what took us less than 3 minutes to figure out, we'd like to welcome him to Nakatomi Plaza. There's a lot going on here. Nakatomi Plaza, is that the Bruce Willis movie? Okay, so let me see, what you want to hear some comments of what people said? Gail, Muslim Brotherhood, permit me, Mubros, our ideological and fundamentally incapable with kafir existence. This in writing, and it is in practice. Obama is now permitting Mubros to invade the United States. Obama's half-brother is a Mubro, a collaborator. And for that matter, Obama, Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett, and a large part of the Obama administration are Mubro collaborators. John Kerry is a Mubro collaborator. It is a fatal mistake to hope that Mubros will abandon their way of life based on history alone, and this is not chance. I don't know what a Mubro is. A Muslim Brotherhood. Ah, that's what it is. Muslim Brotherhood. Yeah, no, they don't change these people. I learned that a long time ago. I was with a guy from a Lebanese who graduated Notre Dame. And we got in a cab in Kuwait. All the cabs are yellow Chevys. And it turned out this terrorist had a yellow Chevy, a red Chevy. They were all red Chevys. And as soon as we got in the cab, he had a Koran on the dashboard, and he had an AK-47 covered up by an extra headscarf. And my friend said to him, are you hunting Iraqis? He said, no, I'm hunting Palestinians. Yeah. The Kuwaitis had thrown all the Palestinians out of the country. Here's old man Rick. Gee, how long will Kerry last now that the MB-loving Susan Rice, together with Valerie Jarrett and her sock, are all against him? Will he cave to their desires or walk? My money is on the flip-flop. What a terrible situation. Let's see what this guy said. There's nothing that they do that is not calculated for a purpose. One has to connect the dots. I am hoping Kerry will run away from supporting the Muslim Brotherhood and get back to upholding the Constitution and listening to the people. That's from Dusty Fay. Work towards a more peaceful government and following laws and regulations like the rest of We the People. There's a story about the We the People. Do you know what it is? It's a guy gets a job in a company, and his pep talk that he gets from his boss when he gets there is, we don't use the word I here. We're a team. We're a team. We work together. We do everything as a team. We never use the word I. It is always we. 6 months later, he asked for a raise, and they turned him down. And he said, I think we is effing me. Yeah, and that's what we the people are getting effed. That would be nice. I'm hoping this means he's progressed beyond the dull level. How do people get into this administration? Remember when he said about the guys who were dying in Iraq? If you don't stay in college, you're going to end up with the uneducated in Iraq. Isn't that sad, man? Isn't that sad? Yeah, you elect the guy and he looks down on you. Put him in the basement. We got 4 minutes left. I'm going to give you heart and soul by the clip.
Heart and soul.
Looking at some you know clips, and one of them is Muslims to Christians. Your money is for us to take, and your wife is for us to sleep with. And I recall seeing this before, and the last line is, "And your children are for us to kill." And then underneath that is another link, and it says, Muslim murder men in diabolical ritual and abuse their corpses. And I flash back to when we first went into Afghanistan. And an Afghani gal came on the internet in a blog, and she mentioned a Muslim tribe that were known as, I'm trying to remember the name, it's like Scheherazade, but not Shahadis. No, not Shahadis. I can't remember the name. But it's a tribe. It's a sect. It's in the Muslim religion. And what happened was a rival Muslim sect came into the village and killed and cut the throats of everybody. And they left the bodies in the streets for the dogs to eat. They wouldn't even give them a Muslim burial. And that's what these people are all about. And when you hear guys saying their 4th century, 7th century mentality, sadly, there's too many that have that outlook. And what really gets me is they always pray, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to the merciful God, but they show no mercy. How can they expect mercy from the merciful God when they themselves don't show mercy? I'll never understand that. And I grew up being a romantic about Muslims and Arabs. Yeah, I watched, I used to be a big fan, but I see them back shooting Americans, and you know, the only people that shoot Americans in the back more than these Taliban is the American press. They shoot more Americans in the back than any Taliban will. They should be they should be ostracized for what they do. They should be called out and punished. This is the same press that used to stick seven microphones in a gold star mother's face just as she received her son's body back. And say, how does it feel now that George Bush killed your son? But here, Obama has lost 2,300 in Afghanistan, and they're classified as NATO troops, and they slipped the bodies into the cemeteries very quietly. Not even any fanfare. They must have been ticked off when they had to greet those four bodies coming back from Benghazi. I bet you they all had better things to do. Speaking to a guy today, it turns out that he was about to go to Vietnam, and they canceled the draft. So I said, man, you were one of the luckiest guys in the world. And he says, yeah, but I got a cousin that wasn't. He came home in six boxes. So there are people out there, man, that pay a terrible price so that people who are spoiled and have no love for this country can't even be bothered to say the pledge for 10 seconds. You ever see Obama give a salute when he gets off the helicopter? The only thing he doesn't do is give those guys the finger. Yep, it must be terrible. It must be terrible to hang around with warriors and heroes and be none of what you pretend to be. So I'm going to close with a tune. I'm going to dedicate it to a pretty Latino ladies.